I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Friday, October 31st. The moon. Halloween. What a perfect pair. Just as the sun rules the day, the moon rules the night, the time of darkness and shadows and creatures that shun the light. Yes, the moon is an ideal element in the scarier, spookier side of this ancient celebration. As the little ghouls and goblins begin to prowl the sidewalks in search of some treats, perhaps you might point out the half-moon, just a day past its first quarter, rising in the southeast at the moment and tracking across the southern skies as the sun sets and the twilight fades. The moon gives us light, but faint and silvery and not quite revealing of the world around us. It leaves, at times, a teasing glimpse, enough to allow our imagination to form a version of what we see, enhanced by doubts, by the unknown. The silhouette of a cat or a witch against the moon says Halloween immediately. Can you hear the spine-tingling, hair-raising howl of a wolf in your mind as you look at the moon, especially the full moon? Or was that howl a bit more human? A werewolf, perhaps? Of course, the moon is rarely full on Halloween, but the image endures. Next week, November starts with an annual planetary event, Finding Mercury on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.